23 minutes after 6, and you're still tuned into KC 107.7 with me, Rasad Adams. This is KC Talk, where we unpack the week's news and obviously share your views. And as I've mentioned in that intro earlier, an important conversation this evening, following a stern warning that has been issued by the city of Cape Town as dam levels across the Western Cape continue to decline. This, of course, according to the city, warm summer temperatures, low rainfall and drying winds have, of course, according to the city, pushed provincial water levels well below where they were this time around last year, dropping from 96% to just 79%. Now, of course, with little rain forecast and consumption rising over the festive season, the city says water restrictions may be on the horizon if the downward trend continues. Now, tonight on KC Talk, we unpack what this means for the province. We are joined by the Western Cape's provincial head of the Department of Water and Sanitation, Ms. Zanele Babila Mupariwa, to unpack, of course, the state of our dams in the province, the possible risks ahead, if any, and of course, what measures are being considered to preserve water as the summer heats up. Ms. Bila Mupariwa, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for joining us here on KC.
Good afternoon, Rasad, and thank you for having me.
So, of course,
to the listeners.
Thank you so much. Of course, we've seen this statement by the city, and immediately something that comes to mind when you read of those water restrictions, this immediately takes us as a province and as a district here in the Cape Winelands back to 2017, 2018, when there were talks about a possible day zero that's looming in the province. What is your assessment as the Department of Water and Sanitation when it comes to our current dam levels? Are you satisfied with current levels? And is this announcement, this warning by the city of Cape Town, perhaps a bit premature? What is your assessment?
Thank you so much for that. Yes, Rasad, look, the Department of Water and Sanitation, we do share the Cape Town's concern regarding the declining of our dam levels that we normally release on a weekly basis on Monday. However, while the current levels are not yet at a critical point, as we have said in other media houses, the downward trend, it does require careful monitoring and proactive, water conservation to avoid further stress on the provinces in terms of the water resources. So we encourage the water users to continue using water sparingly, obviously, in areas where it is currently at a critical state. We always say that they need to look for other alternative sources, for those municipalities.
And are you perhaps in a position this evening to just give us an indication perhaps of where those critical areas are that you've just alluded to? Are there specific areas that has now been zoomed in or being zoomed into terms of water usage in the province?
Yeah, we have zoomed in, and yesterday my colleagues as well as the provincial government, they visited Vito, and they just to check the state of readiness. And there's areas in Langeberg, Beaufort West, Neisner, and Canaland. So we have identified those areas, and all those areas we gathered them together just to check in terms of the state of readiness when it comes to the festive season. And this we normally do on an annual basis, and we do it together with the provincial government just to ensure that during festive season everyone has got water that they need to get in terms of the constitution. But you also ask about the assessment in terms of water security in the province. Look, Rasad, the province water security is being closely looked at. We are monitoring it very closely. Mm. If I can mention is that the larger part of the province, there aren't any challenges, more especially when you look at the Western Cape water supply system rather than the Garden Route. The Garden Route is the one that we are currently putting our efforts together as government to say how best can we assist these municipalities. If you look at our dam levels for this week, the dam levels are lower than they were at the same time last year, and this is reflecting ongoing demand pressures and also the variable rainfall that we have received from the weather report. But while supply is still sufficient, the situation it does highlight that there is a need for sustained water use efficiency and immediate conservation measures by all sectors.
Of course, this then brings me to my next question. What are those specific strategies, if any, that are being implemented? You've now obviously alluded to the partners between national government, provincial government and local municipalities as well. But what are these strategies that are being implemented or planned to encourage water conservation among municipalities and even businesses, because we are heading into the festive season, and of course residents in the Western Cape? Are there any educational campaigns that will be rolled out specifically during this festive season?
We are promoting efficient water use in house and in the houses as well as the business municipalities, and we are also implementing those local authorities that are extremely hit by this water security. We are saying as a department that they can still have they can actually impose their own restrictions. They don't need to wait for the Department of Water and Sanitation. And this week, I think it was on Tuesday, we had our annual operating system where we look at the harvest that we have done during the rainy season. Mm. And that is what will guide the department to say whether we are going to impose water restrictions or not, and that we are going to release the feedback sometime next week. And we also encourage them, all the water users, to reduce the non-revenue water through leak detection and infrastructure maintenance. As we speak now, tomorrow we have done a lot of training to municipalities together with our partners in terms of the plumbing. So those are the individuals that the municipality, they can make use of, to assist in terms of the water leakages.
I cannot.
Also the public awareness campaigns to encourage responsible water use. Sorry about that.
Mm. No problem. I cannot help but just ask a follow-up on what you've mentioned now. You said that nothing stops the municipalities from implementing water restrictions. How do we get to that level? How do municipalities determine when they've reached a point where they have to implement water restrictions? What conditions would then have to be in place?
They look at the water balance within their area of jurisdiction. We are the bulk water supplier, right? Now, if they realize that the water is below the average where it's supposed to be, because they need to do the calculations per annum, per month, per day. Now, looking at, hence you see some of the municipalities, they will say, we are left with 17 days. The water supply, if it doesn't rain, then it's going to be disastrous. We are left with 70 days of water supply for the entire town or for the entire municipality. If it doesn't rain or if we don't have any other alternative sources, then we'll have to impose a water restriction. Same applies to the department. In terms of the bulk water supply, if we come to a particular percentage or the model that we use, the system that we use, it reflects that there is a sign that we need to impose water restrictions. That is how it is. So it's not something that you wake up and say, oh, that water level is, I can see, it's not something that you visualize it. Mm. It's something that it has to do with the calculations, it has to do with the model. You need to run the model and get the results, and then it will guide you in terms of the decision to make in terms of water restriction. And also we need to encourage the rainwater harvesting, the reuse of ground of grey water, as well as the efficient irrigation practices. More especially now, it's hot. Mm. I was in Naizna this afternoon. Rasad, I tell you, it was extremely hot. And when it's hot like this, you get a lot of evaporation, and that's where you lose a lot of water.
No, certainly, and I believe that we are in an area here in the Cape Islands, like your Paarl in Wellington areas, that also experiences scorching hot summer seasons, especially around your January and February months. Of course, we are heading into the summer season, which will include pressure from the tourism sector and tourism activities. How is the department working to balance the increased summer demand this festive season with the need to obviously preserve the dwindling water reserves that we currently have?
Yeah, look, we do have our long-term measures that are in place nationally and also provincial-wise, as we have learned from the drought that we experienced previously. So the Department of Water and Sanitation, we have implemented several long-term measures in terms of diversifying the water sources, like groundwater, desalination, and water reuse. All these are in the National Water and Sanitation Master Plan, and this is what has to be implemented by the municipalities. We do have projects which are strategic projects here in the province, like the raising of the Glen William Dam wall, you know, the Bravas, where we're going to transport water from one dam to another dam, which is something that the department is working towards, and also to support the municipalities in terms of the grants. We are supporting many municipalities here in the Western Cape in terms of their needs, in terms of refurbishing their plants, building new plants, you know, drilling boreholes as part of the alternative sources, desalination plant, you name them. So those are some of the things that we are using to strengthen institutional governance, as well as including the catchment management authorities. That's what we are currently doing.
Just lastly, Ms. Bila Mapuriwa, obviously one of the things that people first say when they hear the term water restrictions, or when they hear that the dam levels are declining or on the decline, is that they always say, why doesn't the Department of Water and Sanitation just build more dams? Why don't we just build more catchment areas? Perhaps from you as a department, why is it not that simple? Why have we not reached a point as government to say, yes, the solution is to build more dams?
Look, Rasad, I always say that before you can want to build a dam, there has to be a plan. What needs to happen before you can even construct a dam? You must have the feasibility studies. You must have the right catchment area. Building a dam is well and good, but you must get it in a area where when it rains, it's going to be, the water is going to be harvested, right? There's no point in building a dam in Sea Point or you know, in an area which is when the water comes in, or when it rains, the water doesn't go to the dam. There are quite a number of things that you look. You need to look at the geology. You need to look at the maintenance part of it. So there are quite a number of things. It's not that the department is not considering building the dams. If an area can be identified, of which currently those strategic dams, the areas where are supposed to be built, it has to be identified. you know, and we need a thorough investigation in terms of looking at all these other aspects that I have alluded to.
Miss Zanel,
money as well.
Yeah, no, certainly.
Funding for that.
Certainly.
Because it requires operation and maintenance.
Certainly, that is, of course, a very crucial element when it comes to infrastructure as a whole, is the funding of it. Ms. Zanele Bila Mapuriwa, who is the provincial head for the Department of Water and Sanitation here in the Western Cape. Thank you so much for joining us in KC this evening. Of course, a very important conversation. The department obviously giving context with regards to the festive season and the next couple of months ahead. This, of course, after we have experienced a slightly drier than usual winter season, and warnings that has been issued by the city of Cape Town about possible water restrictions given the continuous drop in our dam levels in the province. Coming up in the second half, we will be joined by Wendy Kaiser Philander, who is a member of the Western Cape Provincial Parliament, where we'll be talking about Parliament's newly established ad hoc committee on child protection reform. Do stay with us for that conversation.